Welcome to the Tennis Junkies Podcast, where passion meets precision and every swing is a step towards mastery. I'm your host, Kyle Pipkin, a Hope PTM student with 6 years of experience in the tennis industry. Each week, Tennis Junkies will be your go-to source for equipment advances, industry insights, and coaching guidance. At Tennis Junkies, we're more than just fans. We're connoisseurs of the game.
Hey there, fellow tennis junkies. So today is a fun one. We get to talk to Daniel McCain, who is part of the Seven Shot tennis team, and they run a tennis analytics company where players can send in their matches and they will match chart them and provide tons of analytics information and a comprehensive PDF document to help improve this player's game and tells them why they won or potentially lost that match. A little bit about Dan. He was a Illinois State High School state champion as a player and a two-time high school state champion in Florida. So pretty good player, to say the least. And he used to be a former college coach, and he's now working at Cape Henry Racquet Club in Virginia Beach. He does a lot of PTR coaching, education, and certification workshops, and is a PTR tester. He's even published 6 books on topics such as raising a champion, goal setting, and the biomechanics of tennis. So Dan's a very, very smart guy, and I'm very thankful to get to talk to him about his company that he's working with. And I think you guys will be really interested in the way that he outlooks, or the way that he looks at tennis analytics, and why he feels so passionate about this side of the industry. So hopefully you guys will enjoy it. Let's get right into it.
If you could kind of give me just like your, maybe sales pitch isn't the right word, but just kind of give me like the brief description of what it is and the different things that you guys offer.
Absolutely. So the people at our company created UTR to get everyone better, more competitive matches. And Seven Shot Tennis was created to help everyone play those matches better. The way that we do that is by providing players, coaches, and parents with a universal language and system of data collection that enables them to see the court with greater clarity, practice more purposefully, and develop the most pivotal areas of their game. The standard that we've developed of visualizing how shots are hit with a stroke from a tactical position and hit to a target area has given us this opportunity to create an advanced stats that tennis really has never seen before, and data that really reveals the real story of how matches are won and lost.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, because I was looking around on your website and I saw a lot of really good resources just for your average everyday player and for coaches. So I kind of wanted you, I wanted to split this into two different areas. First, I want to talk about if I'm a player and I want to get better and I come straight to you guys, what you guys can do for me. And then I want to also talk about as a coach, what can I do through you guys, through your different services for my players, and how can I improve as a coach? So if we could first talk about the players, you kind of walk me through the steps. I saw you had a couple packages available. So if you could kind of walk me through the steps of how to record match play, send it in to you, and then what you provide to the player.
Well, it's a lot easier than it used to be, that's for sure. I remember in the late 90s and early 2000s, lugging these gigantic cameras and huge tripods, figuring out a way to get the right camera angle and everything. But yeah, people can, you know, use their cell phones or GoPros and mount them on the fence. You can get a fence mount on Amazon for $50 or whatever. And any way that you can get your hands on a video of a match, whether it's a practice match or a tournament match, you can send it to us and we'll go to work on it and provide juniors, maybe college teams, maybe pros, even adults, they send us a video of the match and we'll provide you the analytics for that match. And we also provide trends, you know, things that are working generally, things that are not working. And we provide info on impact shots. Maybe it's not the point ending shots that end up on the stats, but these are the shots that had the most impact in points. So we do a lot more than just provide you numbers.
Cool. Yeah, because I was reading through like what you guys provide with the package and everything. And it seems like the one piece that would be the most useful on just like on the surface level for a player would be like that write-up that you have at the very end where you like the things that you've noticed throughout that match, like using the player profile. between like the two players who you've watched. I think that's super valuable. Kind of pushing you a little bit, could you tell me what separates something such as Swing Vision or just recording and doing the stats yourself compared to sending that out to you guys and having you analyze it yourself?
Yeah, so one problem in our sport that tennis has is that people don't really pay attention that much to statistics because the stats we've had available forever are not that useful. In basketball, for example, you have the normal stats like points, assists, rebounds, fouls, turnovers, and so on. But you can also get advanced stats like players plus minus, team assist ratios per 40 minutes for a particular player when that player is on the floor, and defensive efficiency ratings, and even defensive efficiency ratings on switches, and so much more. And those kind of things tell a very significant story on how effective a particular player is and how, you know, other players are just effective in certain areas. Tennis needs that. And we feel like we can finally provide that because we have this uniform way that's very easy to understand, where because we define a shot as a particular stroke was hit from a tactical position to a target area, all of those things, every single point are recorded. And so we record where every shot was hit from and where every shot went. And so, you know, in the past, and even, you know, today, with other companies and systems, you're just going to get, you know, for example, if you and I played a set, it might say that, let's say that I made 6 forehand errors in that set. That doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't, mm-hmm. because we don't know where they were hit from. We don't know where they went. Because of those things, how are you supposed to practice after that? How are you supposed to know what to look for in the next match that you play? Make more forehands? Well, it's not that specific. So then it's like, okay, yeah, I know I need to make more forehands, but which ones? Mm-hmm. And not just where you are on the court and what tactical positions, but maybe all the ones I'm missing are down the line, or all the ones I'm missing are cross court short angles, where our data will tell you that. And other companies' data will just tell you that you missed forehands. And So this gives you an opportunity to have very specific data that will help you know what to practice and know what to develop and know what to look to do more of as well.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's interesting to hear that there's kind of more of there's an extra layer to just these numbers that pop up on the screen, especially like just for the average person, like watching the pros, you see these numbers that come up and it's like, what do they really mean? How can we actually like gain any sort of knowledge from them? And it's funny that you messaged me when you did, because I just recently did a fellowship at the National Campus and I spent some time with Dave Ramos, if you know him, I assume.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I spent a little bit of time with him.
Nice
guy.
He was kind
of showing me. Yeah, he's awesome. He was showing me like his tagging matches process, and they do something very similar over there for pros exclusively. So it's cool that you reached out to me, because I had no idea that there was a service like this available for just like a normal person to just reach out and contact someone. So as you have seen the podcast, you know, I do a little bit of everything, player, coach, equipment, all that kind of stuff. So talking a little bit about like the coach side, I saw you have a college coach pack or a coach package on there, which I think is a great idea. Can you kind of tell me about anyone who you've, maybe not specifics, but people who you've worked with in the past who've done that package system? Do they typically submit multiple different players? Do they submit one player with a bunch of different matches? What is typically the process for that?
Well, it kind of depends on the college team that we're working for and working with. You know, it's totally at the coach's discretion, depending on how many matches they sign up for. But, you know, we've gotten entire dual matches from 1 through 6. And I want everything on this match. And then other times we've gotten, you know, I want you to go to work on our number 5 and our number 2 guys on this match, but let's do 1, 3, and 4 on this other match. And so it just sort of depends on what the coaches have seen and how they feel about it and what they feel like, you know, there's different motives to do it too. So like sometimes, you know, you kind of wonder, did I see everything in that match? You know, maybe I could have a little, so wouldn't hurt to have another set of eyes on that match. Because the college coach's job is very difficult. You know, a lot of them are just one coach, or you're supposed to watch six matches and know everything about all six matches that are happening simultaneously. That's very difficult. Video certainly solves that problem. You know, even if, you know, like starting this coming year, a lot of these top schools have the budgets for two assistant coaches. That still means that for one coach for two matches that they have to watch side by side, that's very easy to miss things. And, you know, the human eye only catches 10 to 15 frames per second or something like that. And so we're always, even if we're just watching one match, we're going to miss things. And so video goes a long way into solving that problem. And then if you have, you know, a player that's a little bit stubborn, which some players can be sometimes, which is part of the makeup of a good player. You know, they're probably stubborn for a reason because a lot of the things they do have worked for them. So, but it does help from a coach's standpoint to, you know, have some numbers black and white to help the players buy into some of these things, that some of the messages they're trying to send, especially if it's coming from an objective source. And so, you know, like we've had college coaches where we Zoom with them after, you know, a particular match. In one case, we Zoomed with a coach three times after one match of one player, because, you know, we were trying to find ways of best communicating with the player and what, you know, practice methods could work and why the numbers tell a particular story. Like, for example, there's a Big Ten school that this kid, their number five player, his serve is out of this world, and he's got great ground strokes, and he just keeps losing, and he's actually playing pretty well. But his return to serve was such a train wreck that it was confusing to the coach, because he kept saying his return is so good in doubles. How can you guys say that it's so this unsuccessful? Well, we just pull up the numbers, and then it's like, well, yeah, it's pretty bad. That's very unsuccessful. And the reason is because of where he was returning from. And we found data that when he was returning from the deep area in the court, which is halfway past the baseline to the back wall, it's the closest, if you're closer to the wall than you are the baseline, you're in the deep area. And when he was back there, he was incredibly successful. He was pretty successful returning from the neutral area, but he didn't do either one of those very often. He was constantly just inside the baseline or on top of it in what we call the maneuvering area. And so he had no time to respond or react to any of these guys serving. And then he was trying to do a lot with it in the first place. So it was easy for us to put together that kind of thing. And so the kid, you know, went out and won the next four out of five matches that he played in the Big Ten. And it's not like we're taking credit for that, but, you know, we did a couple of his matches after that, and his return metrics were through the roof comparatively from what it was in the first half of his Big Ten matches. You know, that kind of thing can make a big difference in your ability to break serve if you're making a lot more returns and getting a lot better look at them. And the only thing you have to change is where you're hitting it from. So that was one of the most impactful moments that we had last year. And probably also the easiest one, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. Cause if you were to take something that didn't have this personal touch, and use like an AI system, all you'd see is a missed return. But it's cool.
Or a really good serve, and, unreturnable serve. You could say, right. You know, cause in the stats, a lot of these look like, oh, good serve to his opponent.
Yeah.
But that's not really what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
And so like that kind of personalized touch, we think is common sense. But at the same time, that's why we feel so strongly that our trends are important and the impact shots are important as well.
Sure. So I kind of want to talk a little bit about why you decided to start or become a part of Seven Shot, because to me, this seems like a big undertaking. Reading up a little bit about you on just on the website, it says that you do some PTR workshops and you've been coaching for a while. So I'm sure that you see the need in the area, especially just in the industry as a whole. But can you kind of explain to me like what gave you the willingness to do such a tedious task, which is like tagging matches?
It's pretty simple. It made my life easier on a day-to-day basis from a coaching perspective. And when I first came across it, it fit right into my coaching philosophy, which is to say that aside from the technical things that I've been fortunate enough to learn from some really good coaches along the way, my dad was the director at Saddlebrook, and I learned a lot from him. I was a college coach for 9 years and working alongside people in that capacity. And I worked in player development for the USDA for a little while, met a lot of really smart people there. And I worked at an academy owned by Jose Higueras and Vitaly Gorin. And they taught me a lot. One of those principles tactically is, you know, what the ITF's been publishing for decades about is this idea of offensive and neutral and defensive tactical positions. Seven shot tennis basically takes that and makes it better by adding some detail. Because as you know, if you're on offense, for example, first taking control of the point is absolutely not the same as hitting an approach shot. And that is not the same as coming into the net. And so we have added some much needed detail to some different areas. So it just fits right into our philosophy. And it also, the target areas alongside the tactical positions, which are two pillars of the system, they basically serve as a series of cue words and cue phrases on telling people what to do or asking them what could be done in certain situations. Because, you know, like if you have a conversation, it's hard to even have a conversation really with people when you're talking shop about point construction. When you say, because you say cross court, that doesn't mean anything in our world. You know, cross court where? In the middle of that region? You know, is it a short angle? Is it deep in the corner? Is it deep more in the middle? What are we talking about here? Well, that conversation lasts about 2 seconds when you can say neutral forehand of the four. That is very specific, instant understanding for people that know the system, and it takes them about 5 minutes or less to get the hang of it. At our club, we have these huge banners at the back of the courts that show the target areas on the court and the tactical positions. If they need a quick reminder, they just kind of look over and, oh, yeah. But on the second day I see them, you know, it's so simple, they don't need any reminders. So it's a way to have quick, specific conversations. And that's one of the most important parts of coaching, is being able to communicate quickly and effectively and specifically with the players. So that way they can play more tennis and you can talk less. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's cool that you mentioned that system of like zones and areas of the court, because here at Hope, Jorge Capistani created the like club setup that we have. And that's a big thing with the way that we run the academy here in the summers, is using the different zones of the court. So it's just creating this common language, whether it be yours or, you know, like someone else's that they come up with or somewhere online, it doesn't really matter. But if you can create like this common language in your club and in your environment, you can really, like you said, make those conversations shorter. And then they also are more comprehensible, really, and specific. So yeah, I totally agree. I wanted to talk about one more thing before I let you go. There on the website, I saw that there was a certification area. Can you kind of talk me through the process of certification? Why would someone want to do it and how they would get involved?
Well, we offer a number of things. We have a playbook for sale. We have a digital video course people can take. And we have a Seven Shot Tennis app that people can chart matches on their own. They can subscribe to the app. It's $4.99 a month. And people can use the same tool that we use when we do analytics for people. So that makes our company a little bit different. We're very democratic in that respect. But we also offer the chance for anyone to get certified in match charting. And that's there are three different levels of it. So you can choose the level of expertise that you want to go and the level of detail that you want to learn it. And you read the manual, you take the test, and if you do well, you get certified.
Cool. Yeah, that's something. As I was looking through, I'm like, oh, that might be something I'll look into in the near future for sure. Because I do feel like as a coach, if especially if you're full time, being able to do this with your students is like just one more thing you could set yourself apart from the competition. And so it's really cool that you guys actually offer, like you said, like this democratic idea, like a way for people to come out and learn your process and your system rather than just keeping it a secret so that no one else knows and they have to, you know, go through seven paywalls to be able to get in contact with you, but rather you want people to know and you want to spread this idea. I think that's awesome and super helpful for our industry as a whole. So I think what you're doing is great, honestly. And I've read a couple of those blog posts that you guys put out, and I think they're really interesting because it's a niche part of tennis in reality, but it's also not at the same time. Like understanding the idea of a zone and a tactical zone and this numbering system, however you use it, not everyone really cares, but everyone wants to be better at tennis and everyone wants to improve. So realistically, they do. They just don't realize that it's out there. So I think it's really cool. I think what you guys are doing is great.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I think people... There was a lot of people that thought UTR was going to be a niche thing as well. And now when you go to tournaments, the first thing kids ask each other is, what's your UTR? Uh-huh. And it's everywhere. And so we think that because of the simplicity of it, the universal language can kind of spread and permeate throughout the tennis community across the world. We're not shy about the goals that we have. You know, we want it to go everywhere, and we think it can, and we think it's a vital part of coaching education, but also player development.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I definitely want to stay in contact with you. So like we run the professional tennis management program here. I say we, I'm a part of the professional tennis management program here.
Absolutely.
And this is something that I'm like really into stringing, and we've kind of added an extra layer of that to PTM because long term I'm kind of wanting to potentially do my own PTM program. So I kind of want to get involved and add some things while I'm here.
Yeah. So stringing was kind of that. The PTM programs, you know, they've produced so many wonderful people that I've gotten to know over the years that are not just good people, but you know, people that are dedicated to the craft. And I think it's a really important part of our university system, college system that we have. And I can only hope that we get more PTM programs across the nation.
Yeah. Yeah. That, and I feel the same way. And when talking with you and looking at like talking with Dave over the summer and kind of looking at that match charting process and the things you can learn, it's something that I feel like should be included in a lot of these PTM programs, or at the very least a dumbed down version of it so that we can be the best coaches we can. So I definitely got to stay in contact because I want to see if we can try and implement something like that at the program here.
That would be great. I think we'd be definitely open to something like that.
Cool. Sounds good. Well, thank you for reaching out to me and talking with me. I think this will be eye-opening for a lot of people, and it was cool just getting to connect with you.
Yeah, it's been cool, man. I appreciate the time and appreciate the opportunity to have this chat.